Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Sheer Luxe podcast is partnering with Vive, the clever short-stay rental service that helps London homeowners earn additional income. Whether you're a frequent traveller or like to escape the city during the summer, now is the time to consider letting your home with Vive, who will manage every part of the process.
It really couldn't be easier. Tell us more, Charlotte.
Vive connects travellers to unique homes around London, so once you've signed up, the team will organise a professional photo shoot of your home, vet and verify all guests before arrival, and make sure your home is professionally cleaned before and after each stay.
Sounds like a no-brainer, especially as homeowners can earn an average of £1,500 per booking.
Yes, plus there's a recognition scheme, so you can refer other homeowners to Vive and earn up to £1,000 per listing. And if you're not quite ready to let your home, why not browse the website to find your next holiday rental in London or Paris?
Great idea. Now all that's left to do is to decide when to go on holiday. Register your interest at vive.com, that's V-E-E, and head to the show notes to find the exclusive offer for Sheer Luxe readers.
You're listening to the Sheer Luxe podcast, your guide to a more stylish life.
Hello and welcome to the Sheer Luxe team podcast with me, Georgina Blasky. Today we are joined by Hodge and Nana.
Hello.
Hi.
So how is everyone?
Yes, good. Very good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good.
Yeah, not as tired as some people. I think there's a lot of people in the office who were supporting at the London Marathon.
Yeah, yes. We went. It's the first time I've been.
Is it?
Oh my God.
I go every year. It's like
amazing.
One of my favourite days of the year.
Do you go even if you don't know anyone running?
Yeah, just because usually if I don't know anyone running, I'll go with a group of like girlfriends, like we'll make a day out of it.
Yeah.
It can be like a little bit boozy, but I haven't probably done that in the last couple of years just because I have actually known someone running. So when you're looking out for someone and you're like, I've got to see them, it's great that obviously you can track people now.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, the last couple of years, it's just been about cheering.
Yeah.
One of our really good friends was running for a blood charity for another one of our friends who sadly lost a child to leukemia. So it was all very emotional and we went to the 25 mile mark. So, I mean, we'd seen the coverage in the morning, but at that point, everyone is they're broken or exhausted, some of them were still like,
where is the 25 mile mark?
So you go to St James's Park.
Oh, so you're kind of in like the glory spot.
Yeah,
the
nice,
just before the end.
Yeah, yeah, bird cage walk it is. So you see them, and because we could track, it's amazing. You can see where they're coming.
Yeah.
And she had different friends in different groups at different points. So they were like, we've just seen her.
Yeah.
But she was just, we were on the right hand side and she was on the other side. And we were like, oh my God, she might not see us. And we screamed. And then she saw us and she was smiling. But it's so emotional.
Oh,
I cried as soon as I got there.
Yeah.
All these people just putting their hearts into it for all these amazing causes.
It is amazing. And when I was watching it, I didn't go, I just watched it on TV.
Yeah.
But seeing the people who are kind of breezing through in sort of 3 hours,
yeah,
they're just having a really good run and you think, oh God, it's amazing. I actually really love watching the people who I wouldn't even ever be able to emulate, where it's kind of like 4.5 hours and they're still digging deep and they're still going. And they're not natural athletes maybe. And it just feels like it's such a huge thing for them to achieve.
And
that's the one, they're the people that get me. And when you see people like helping each other, pulling each other along.
Well, for me, it's the people that take like 7 hours to do it.
Yeah.
Because you have literally like not given up and you will finish, like cross that finish line.
Yeah.
And it's just such an incredible achievement. Like, yeah, I cried probably like 10 times during like a marathon day. Just,
there was a guy who he was a young guy, but he obviously he's had an injury or something could happen.
Yeah.
He was his friend, who was a normal spectator wearing normal clothes, must have come on and was helping him. And he had his arm around him and he was like dragging him on because he was like, you've got to complete it.
Yeah.
But he was just...
And 25
miles, you've got to do it.
You can't give up now. Oh my God, imagine that. Put it at 25, you couldn't. You absolutely couldn't.
Yeah.
But yeah, congratulations to everyone. Yeah.
Would you guys do it?
I always get caught up. I actually did a half marathon yesterday just for fun. Like, I woke up. And
oh my God, really?
I went out for a 5K run, and then I was like, it's the London Marathon. I was like, they're all running like 26 miles or whatever, and I was like, I'm just gonna do a half. So yeah, I just did a half run.
Is that the furthest you've run?
No, I do. I've done a lot of halves. Okay. So, but I always get to the end and I'm like dying.
Yeah, imagine then doing that
again. Yeah. So I'm always like, I couldn't do a whole one, but I've run the Hackney Half Marathon 3 times, and I used to just do a lot of halves in lockdown for something to do.
So, I just can't get my head around running. It's like I have a mental block about the kind of sort of pounding the pavement and that feeling of it all going up through my body. Like, I could probably do a cycle or something else.
Yeah.
But there's something about running. I just physically... just really hate the sensation.
I
know. So I'm in awe of anyone.
Yeah.
I just get, I can't really, I can do the 5K.
Yeah.
In lockdown. But I can't really get past that. But I feel it's such an achievement to have been able to do it, and the commitment it takes to train for it.
Oh gosh, yeah.
I feel like it would be, I think my husband's going to do it.
Really? Yeah.
He said he would have done it this year, but he had a back problem. I think he's going to do it. I don't know, I think it would be amazing to do.
Yeah, I'd quite like to do it. I'd like to do it as something like before I turn like 40 or something, because like a box tick.
Yeah, while you're still fit.
Yeah.
Go start
while I can.
And would you do London, or would you think, actually, there are lots of great cities to choose from?
I know, that's another thing, is where, but I think nothing beats home turf. So I'd love to do it here, obviously have all of like your friends and family supporting,
and also just go home
afterwards.
Rather be like, back to the hotel, get on the Eurostar, get on the plane.
I one of my friends, she is a Nike trainer, so I was actually, it's called Van Demkroon, and they have at mile 21, and they have like a big sound stage. It is honestly mile 21, if you watch the marathon, is so much fun, so we always watch it there. Her name's Dora, and I said, I got caught up yesterday and I was like, you can train me. She was like, I'm gonna hold you to that, and now I'm like,
you should definitely
pretend we didn't have that conversation.
If we get onto your new and noteworthy, talking of training.
I know. I have mixed up my exercise routine. I was sort of training on my own by a training plan on an app, and it just wasn't, I wasn't very motivated.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just would take me ages to do it because I'd just be dilly-dallying between, because I'd be doing it at home and then you get so distracted.
Mm.
Anyway, so I sort of had an epiphany and I have now signed up to F45.
Oh my God.
What was the class this morning?
It was called Quarterbacks. So F45 is basically a 45-minute workout, and they have all of these like studios all over London.
It's like a circuit.
It's
countrywide. Yeah, yeah. I think it started in Australia and they just franchised it.
Yeah.
I felt I just needed to be around people to be motivated, and doing it on my own was not doing that for me. I quite like, you turn up, you have to be there 5 minutes before, and then the instructors explain the moves, and then you just, and there's like 12 stations, so you know when the end is coming. But it's like, today was resistance and cardio, and then I've only been to 3, and then
like an expert.
Yeah, and one was a weight sash.
Yeah, of your 3, which is your favourite?
Maybe today, although I really like doing weights, but I quite like it that you're in and out in 45 minutes. Like, I didn't talk to anyone this morning, it was 6:55, I had no chat in me, but you know, some people are really sprightly, and they're like, nice, you can, if you wanted to do it, it's a nice way to meet people.
Yeah. It's a whole community. Yeah. Like, I've got friends that have been to F45, and now, like, they're going to, like, each other's weddings, they're going on holiday together.
My God, amazing.
Like, has been likened to a cult.
CrossFit similar as well? In CrossFit, people, like, there's a lot of socialising that goes on outside.
Which I get, because obviously,
if you're single, it would be a great way to meet people.
Or if you've, like, newly arrived in the city, in London, and you want to meet people.
And then I've also done this other thing called Reformer Collective, which is Pilates on Reformer, which I used to do years ago when I lived in Singapore. I didn't do it when I moved back to London. I don't know why. I did my first class last week, and I loved it. I thought it was so... I could feel my muscles toning as I was doing it. I was like, God, I'm going to look incredible when I walk out of here. I look exactly the same. But it feels good.
My abs, they're there.
So I've got, like, 45 sessions this week to reform it, and then I'm going to play tennis.
Oh, amazing.
You are literally, like, turning into Sporty Spice, like, right before my eyes.
I need to learn a new skill, so I'm going to have tennis lessons.
Is that in a group or one-to-one?
Oh, no, on my own.
On your own.
I love that. I know. Just in time for Wimbledon.
Yeah,
as well.
I said, will I be ready to be seeded?
Yeah. Are you inspired by the Challengers movie?
Probably by Zendaya's
outfit. Yeah.
And I think I want to do things that are good for my fitness that are not necessarily making me think I'm working out.
Yeah. That's it. It's just an activity that you're actually enjoying. I think that's the most important thing about exercise. Like, it shouldn't feel like a chore. Yeah. Like, it should actually feel
Because the minute it does, you're going to stop doing it.
Exactly.
I do quite a lot of tennis.
Do you?
It's so nice when you have a day off or something and you think, just like, phone up a few mates, go to the tennis court, have a chat while you're playing. And it's just,
especially
nice.
Now the weather's getting nicer as well.
Yeah.
Space,
and the last thing, which is something I've been so excited about, and we've actually been a bit on countdown for it in the office, is the new show Feud. It's the second instalment in the Feud series, Capote versus the Swans, which is about the infamous writer Truman Capote, who wrote Breakfast at Tiffany's, and his sort of rift between his high society friends in the 70s and how he sort of revealed their secrets and thought that they would never realise because they were too dumb to notice, and they did realise, and then it's about the revenge they extracted on him. And I don't think he ever got over it, that being shunned from his group of friends and society. So the cast is absolutely stellar. So Tom Hollander plays Capote, and then it's Calista Flockhart, Chloe Sevigny, Demi Moore, and Naomi Watts. So, I mean,
it's an epic ensemble cast.
It really is. So I've watched one episode.
What's it on?
It's on Disney Plus.
Disney Plus,
okay. I mean, the outfit's insane. But I can't really say from one episode, but it seems great so far.
Yeah, I watched two, and as I was watching more and more of the second episode, I was like, I feel like there's a bit of Donald Trump in Tom Hollander's portrayal of Truman Capote.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I feel like the more you watch it, the more you see it. And now I've said it. I think you'll see it.
Yeah.
His voice sort of grated me a
bit. Oh my God, it's so high-pitched. And he sounds a bit like, you know, the Austin Powers, the kind of
character. Yeah.
It's a bit like that.
Yeah.
Like Dr. Evil.
Yeah.
It's like Dr. Evil and Donald Trump to me.
I know.
It's quite odd, but he does it very well. But it's weird because he's not that likable.
No,
so
he's
I don't
not.
Quite understand how he's
the
gone
carriage.
In with them.
Okay.
Well, he's not portrayed as being that likable.
Yeah.
I don't know how it happened in real life.
I think he was like their pet because he sort of gave them all gossip and that, you know, made them feel amazing.
Right thing. He's kind of like a yes man, maybe.
Yeah.
Like easy to have around until he started spilling all their secrets.
Exactly.
But they look. The costume design, the styling, the way it's filmed, the lighting, the interiors, the fashion, everything. It's just, it might not necessarily be the best thing ever made.
Yeah.
I think the reviews have been a little bit hit and miss. But in terms of, like, visually, it is just stunning.
It is
really engaging. Like, I definitely want to watch it. It's like, you know, pleasure for the eyes. Mm, it's like that, the Palm Royale thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Kirsten Wiig.
Nana, what have you got to tell us about?
Keeping with the sports theme.
Yes.
We've been talking.
We?
I know.
Wow.
Like I say, Sporty Spice. I wanted to talk about the Nike Olympic kit, which I'm not sure if any of you guys have seen. But this is for the USA team. It's the 2024 Olympics, which are in Paris in August. It's for the track and field stars. Now, the men's kit, normal shorts, vest, t-shirt situation going on. The women's kit, however, looks like a swimming costume. Really high kind of cut up here. And then, well, that's the moat that looks fine on the top, but it is the bottom.
Wow. And this is for the athletics?
And this is for the athletics.
What about so behind?
They're meant to, like, run in this. You know what? I've not actually, that's a really good question. I've not seen it from behind.
But I imagine but it's high.
Yeah. You've just got, you've got your bum out and stuff, so.
And that's the only option, and they have to wear it?
Yeah. So, well, I don't know if it's going to get changed because there's been, obviously, such an uproar about this. And kind of obviously the sexism involved, and it just, I would hate, I couldn't imagine being a track and field star in the American team and thinking, oh my gosh, that's what I've got to wear. Like, you've got enough to think about.
Yeah, it's going to affect your performance.
Yeah, exactly. Completely. If you're not, like, comfortable, if you're worried about things slipping out that shouldn't slip out, and... Yeah.
It's wild they don't do the research.
Exactly, no consultation.
I'm like, who's in the room when these decisions are being made? Yeah. Like, is it just a room full of men? Or
And like, haven't we moved on from that anyway?
Yeah.
You know, it's unreal, really, to think
like
about
so
it.
It's 2024, so I would be really interested to see if it changes, what it changes to, if it doesn't change, like, does it affect their performance, or as a... I wouldn't run in it. Like, I would actually point back reviews.
And also, if it doesn't change, like, the precedent that sets for the future, that, what, if you're sponsored by somebody, you have no say in what you wear to perform in your profession.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And you're going to the Olympics now.
I'm going to the Olympics.
We were, like, manifesting what we wanted. Okay, one was to win the Euro Million.
I still need to check that ticket.
Now let's go to the Olympics. I can't remember what my other one was. No. Anyway, and now you are going to that's great.
You know, it started off because Marilyn, we had as the guest on the show, is running in the Olympics.
She's trying out too.
Let's
manifest it.
Yeah.
She's running.
Speak into existence. She's running in the Olympics. And Hodge and I were like, oh my gosh, we'll come and watch you. And then the next thing I know, I've been invited to the Olympics.
Amazing. So what are you going to see? Do you know?
Yes, I do, which I don't even know if I've told you this yet. I am going to see the men's break final, which is breakdancing.
No way.
Yes.
No.
Oh, yes. my God, that's so cool.
I know, I can't wait. My brother actually used to be a professional dancer, so I love dancing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm really excited.
Oh, my God, that is amazing.
I know.
The volleyball is possibly the best one.
Oh, I had the volleyball at the London Olympics, which was definitely, I don't know whether it was like a party rather than a sporting
event.
It was crazy.
Sloshed on rosé.
Completely sloshed and kind of back to Horse Guards Parade sort of area, wasn't it?
And then my last bit of news, another item that I'm very excited about. Gucci are doing their Cruise 2024 show at the Tate Modern on the 13th of May.
That's so cool.
Literally in a couple of weeks. First time that Gucci have done a show in London. I mean, not that I'm probably going to get to go or anything, but I just, there's always a buzz when something like that is going on. And we'll get to see all the pictures.
And it's such a compliment that they've chosen London.
Yeah, it is. I also read at the weekend that Dior are doing their cruise show in Scotland.
Oh.
I don't know where in Scotland, but again, I was like, this is great for us.
I mean, maybe inspired by traitors.
maybe it's in a castle.
Exactly.
Claudia's walking
around the terrace.
Those are mine. How about you? What have you got to tell us?
Well, actually, leading nicely on from Gucci.
Yeah.
I went away recently and I've got a hotel recommendation if anyone's going towards Tuscany or Florence. Well, we stayed somewhere called Castel Falfi, which is an hour from Florence and about an hour from Pisa. So actually, you could fly into either. And you just drive up into the Tuscan hills. It feels like you're driving through a painting. It's so beautiful. And then this hotel has just been redone and it's got golf course, it's got spa, they grow olives, wine, It's just beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. So,
oh, how nice.
Yeah, we went there and we learned to make pizzas. But I really want to talk about the spa, because the spa was amazing. And it's, they've brought over this whole integrated wellness program from Rakax in Thailand. Oh, so it's Rakxa. And anyway, I had this treatment. It was so, so incredible. It was the kind of help you go to sleep, full body massage.
Oh, how nice.
Scalp massage, and then at the end they just surround you with these singing bowls to help realign all your chakras and energy flow.
And did you feel
Well amazing. I kind of floated out of there, but then I had to like get the kids and go for dinner, so I was like,
you just ruined all my day
for 5 minutes afterwards. But no, I did sleep very well that night. We then went for the last night to Florence and stayed at a lovely hotel there called Helvetia and Bristol, which is right in the centre, and across the square from where we were staying was the Gucci Museum. Oh. Think of your Gucci chat. So
that is actually one of the main reasons that I want to go to Florence.
It is fantastic.
Is it amazing? Yeah.
It's really cool. It's not huge. It's kind of, it's in a little townhouse on the square, and you go in and it just circles up, and they have mannequins dressed in clothes all through the ages. They gave you the whole history of how Gucci started, how he was kind of a bellboy at the Savoy.
I know, because wow. I went to the Gucci exhibition that was here.
Yeah, so this is kind of a bit more,
yeah,
but quite similar, I think, in some ways. And then there's just one room you go in, and it's floor-to-ceiling mirrored cabinets full of Gucci handbags. There must be like thousands, thousands. Yeah.
Wow.
There's this beautiful kind of kaleidoscope of Gucci florals, and then you come down at the end and there's this little limited edition boutique collection, and of course you're just like, oh, I want that, I want this, and it's like, no, just
and then you forget that you're not a millionaire.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Like, shop.
Yeah. But there is a cafe outside, so you can have a Gucci coffee.
Yeah, so I can afford that.
So that was my, if you're in Italy, that's my recommendation. And then the other thing was, I had a really nice girls' dinner last week where we went to Aqua Nuevo, which is on
Argyle Street,
yes. And it's got a roof terrace, and then inside there's actually a Japanese restaurant as well, but we went to the Spanish one, and it was all really amazing tapas. The head chef's actually from Barcelona, which is obviously known for its amazing tapas, and we had the kind of croquettes filled with cheese and Birrico ham, and gorgeous little bites of kind of lamb cutlets and pork tenderloin, and it was really lovely. You go in and you go up in a lift, and then you're kind of in this big room which is all fitted out with lots of kind of a big glitzy gold bar, and it was just lovely. And it kind of felt like, if you want to meet somewhere central but also then kind of remove yourself and be like away from all the kind of chaos and noise, it's a good spot.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I love
their rooftop as well. It was really good.
Yeah, it wasn't open actually, but I heard in the summer, don't they have DJs up there and stuff as well?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go back and check out the rooftop for sure.
We went to the Hunter's Moon yesterday after the marathon. My girlfriend, who was running it, booked like 3 booths, and so we all sort of piled in. Anyway, it's on Fulham Road. It's such a good roast. If you ever need somewhere on the Fulham Road for a roast, it was so good.
Yeah. Did they do cauliflower cheese?
They did.
Okay, good. I went for a roast the other day and there wasn't cauliflower cheese, and I was like, what kind of establishment are you running here?
Like, I'm not paying the bill. That's disgusting. Anyway, anyway, sorry. But yes, another roast recommendation. Yeah. Hunter's Moon Fun Road.
That's a lot of talk of going out, but I think if you're staying in, Nana, you've got a TV recommendation.
Yes, I have. I forgot to mention this earlier. Baby Reindeer. I don't know if anyone has seen this.
Only one. Have you finished it?
I finished it in a weekend. Like, not last weekend, the weekend before. Kind of stumbled on it by accident, and I was kind of hooked from the first episode. So the story is about a comedian slash actor who essentially has a stalker, and the lengths that he goes to kind of like get her out of his life, or the lengths that he doesn't go to. And it's one of those ones where you kind of, you're just holding your breath the whole time, because you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening. And then it's based on a true story. And then I found out that the guy, the lead actor, is actually him.
Wow.
Who he was stalked. So I
can't believe that.
So I saw the clip, and it's the girl at the bar. Yeah. When she's sort of saying, I'm a lawyer, then I bought a then I started a law firm, and these are all my and I'm
these
friends
are my clients. So she shows her phone, like Tony Blair, got all, like, Nigel Farage and all these people. Ed Miliband.
Yeah. And you're like, okay.
So did she just chance upon him to stalk him, or is she in the pub because she is stalking him?
No, she chances upon him. So, you know, like, obviously you just, like, you meet someone, and then she, like, gets completely fixated on him. Mm. I think because he's kind to her to begin with, essentially. And it's just, it's compelling watching it. And I just respect him so much for being able to tell this story.
Oh my god, I have to watch it now.
Oh, you have to. Okay. Honestly, it's really, really good. It's one of those shows that you watch and instantly you have to get on your phone and Google everything about
more
it.
More backstory.
Like, you have to watch it.
I'm such fun. You're nice to somebody and they start stalking you.
It's like, I'm not, you're like, I just gave you a
couple. You can't win.
Yeah, you can't win.
So, next is SL Picks, something you have seen on the site that you're loving.
I'm gonna say, I mean, there's a lot of good stuff out last week. So much good content
across
everywhere.
Platform, every
across everything.
It's hard to choose. I'm gonna say, though, I'm gonna blow my own trumpet. I'm gonna the show, and we had Dr. Nina Ball and Dr. David Jack, two like leading aesthetics doctors, to come on, and they hosted a beauty roundtable at this very table, actually. We had questions in from viewers, and they, about anything from skincare routine to what treatments do you recommend for you in your 30s, to does laser work, et cetera, and it was just fascinating. And this time, I mean, I love my job, but this was a moment I was like, wow, it is fascinating to listen to these two doctors answer these questions, which, you know, I mean, it's amazing information that people paid to go have consultations for. So it was well worth the watch. It was in last week's show, and like, amazing questions. One of them was like, when to start a consistent skincare routine. And they were saying, in your 30s. Do you think you guys did that?
Oh, yeah. I would say. I mean,
you're in your 30s.
I'm well past my 30s. I definitely did, but it's not the skincare routine I have now. So my skincare routine has changed. So it was consistent needed to be at that point.
Yes, and I think that's the right way to do it. But I think it is using the ingredients you need at that time.
Yeah.
I'd say my skincare routine, I probably only got serious about it in the last, like, 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
Like, late 30s rather than, like, my early 30s. Yeah, hopefully I'm okay.
You look maggot babe.
Yeah, you look amazing.
But I think I think the moral of the story is the earlier you start, the better.
Yeah.
So, girls in your early 30s, lucky.
Yeah.
Time is on your side.
Yeah.
Nana, what was your highlight?
My highlight with the new holiday home destinations.
UK?
UK. Obviously, I love a staycation as much as I love going on holiday. The one that really stood out to me was the one called the Wall Fox, which for me, it would take an hour and a half kind of door to door. But if you were leaving from King's Cross, it is just under an hour to get there. It's really accessible from London. Yeah. It's given me kind of Soho farmhouse vibes.
Nice.
Really great 20 metre indoor pool. You can do Pilates classes. And yeah, I just anywhere where you just get to go and switch off and do nothing.
And is it a hotel or like little?
It's like little
cottages.
Kind of, yeah, little huts. So yeah, that is me.
It's hard to find a UK destination which isn't like breaks the bank,
yeah,
and isn't like a massive trek to get to.
Yeah,
yeah.
So exactly. If you're leaving after work on Friday. And then you don't get there till late.
Yeah,
you know,
that's your whole Friday evening. Kind of gone.
And it also like bums you out on the Sunday if you're like, oh, we've got a massive drive.
Yeah,
you know, should we leave straight after lunch? We're an hour and a half on the train. It's nice. And then party starts on the train.
Yeah, let's get the M&S tinnies on the go.
Exactly.
I actually really liked, I love Alexandra Dudley's column, and I love the idea of like cooking what's in season. So how to entertain in April is what it's officially called. I did have pudding because I had some people over on Friday night.
Pudding is my favourite.
I know, and I always find it kind of like, I get stuck in a rut with pudding and I sort of do the same thing. I'm like, oh, it's nearly summer, eat a mess or pavlova or something.
Yeah.
You know. Roast your rhubarb.
Yeah.
And then you mix up plain yogurt with double cream, and then you have amaretto biscuits that you just kind of crumble and you just layer it in a glass, and then you put a bit of orange zest on the top.
Oh,
so you've
got
all this kind of like fluffy white cloud with pinky rhubarb and then little orange bits and some biscuit. Oh
my
gosh, delicious.
Is it good?
Yeah, and it took about 10 minutes to make.
Really?
It was so quick. Yeah, so I just did it all before everyone got there, shoved it in the fridge, and then it's done. You don't need to think about it.
So
before that, I did some roast lamb with salsa verde and potatoes and
on the barbecue.
Actually, no, too cold to barbecue. So instead, we bought cannons of lamb and just put them in the oven.
What is a cannon of lamb?
Mm. It's like a long, thin kind of fillet piece, almost like a rack of lamb without the rack.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah.
So you just get nice little kind of ovals.
And then you cut
that way. Yeah. Saying, yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. So the salsa verde and little roast new potatoes and kind of a green salad of peas, edamame and sugar snaps all shoved in and a bit of mint. It's delicious.
Delicious. Yeah.
So on to our news review. There's only one story which we're all excited about. It's the only story we could possibly talk about. Not only did Victoria Beckham turn 50, which was an event in itself, she had a party which has had some very good coverage.
Yes.
I have really enjoyed two photos in particular. My favourite photo is Bex giving her a piggyback out of the nightclub. I don't even know what time it was. I'm imagining.
Said it was like 2:30 a.m.
Yeah.
She's
wearing sunglasses. She's like draped over his back, and he is on a mission to get her into the car.
Yeah.
So that's my favourite
She's
picture.
Smiling in it, though.
She's smiling.
I know.
She's had the best
Which
time.
Which also, like, the way that she's smiling, I'm like, oh, I feel like she's a little bit tipsy.
I hope she's a little bit tipsy.
And, which I'm like, that's great in itself.
And it may be because her foot is recovering.
Yeah.
She got out of the boot in time for the party, which
is
great.
She arrived on crutches.
So it might not be that she was drunk. It might have been a foot situation. Might have been a bit of both.
Yeah.
And then the second favourite image is of the Spice Girls recreating the whole routine for Stop at the front. And I don't think they were really singing, they were kind of like mouthing along.
Yeah, but they were doing the whole routine.
The whole routine.
And also, like, I love David Beckham for how much he loves the Spice Girls.
Yeah.
Because he is always the one that is filming them and then putting it out there. I'm like, you could just be his social media manager at this point. He's as obsessed as
I think he is, because when they did that Beckham documentary, when he talks about meeting her and he was like, I was going out with Spice Girl.
It's like huge.
And also when he had that whole massive backlash, he kind of went to meet them on tour in Japan or somewhere, and like they took him in and looked after him, all of them. They were like, it's all right, David, we've got you.
Yeah.
And that was really sweet. I do think it is like his family, isn't it? As well as hers.
Yeah, exactly.
But there was a certain hashtag that Mel B put on.
Hashtag, what was it?
Tour dates coming soon.
Did she? I didn't miss that.
Oh my God, she did.
I don't think Victoria will do it.
No, I don't think Victoria will do it, but I will still see the four of them.
Yeah. Oh, just took me back. I've seen them twice and I just love them.
I know. I saw the last tour at Wembley and it was, I cried.
Yeah.
Like, it was brilliant. So I did. Brilliant.
I feel them like, they're really nice friends. Yeah. Now. It's so nice.
They were like my whole childhood. Yeah. Yeah. So, same. I would definitely go and see them again.
Yeah. And Jerry Horner looked amazing, like styling it out with what's going on with her.
Yeah.
Like, and nice that they're all supporting each other. And I didn't see any of their partners actually. I don't know if she went.
No, I don't know.
No, he was at the Grand Prix.
Oh,
so I
watched
the Grand Prix yesterday and he was there.
Oh, yeah.
And we thought he looked a bit grey.
Did you know that she only wears white? Am I like, I found this out the other day.
She only wears white.
Yeah.
Why? She thinks it makes her look more youthful, apparently.
Oh, I mean, she did look great.
Yeah,
she did.
So,
yeah.
And now I've like looked back on past pictures. I'm like, oh my God, she's only been wearing white for like years.
Yeah, for like 2 decades or something. Because there's also they had the cameras in their house, Jerry and Christian. Chris?
Yeah.
And she is just like walking around the house in the country,
still in white.
In white. Yeah.
God, amazing what people. Stick to.
Yeah,
that would. I think I'd get a bit bored.
I really can. Well, imagine me sticking to one colour.
I think I'd just get quite like grubby and dirty. There'd always be a mark somewhere.
Yeah.
Always have to rebuy shirts and t-shirts.
All the time. I don't think that's a problem that she's facing.
No, that's true. But the guest list was wild. Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
Sam Hayek.
Eva Longoria.
Yeah. Rosie Huntington-Whiteley.
And Jason. They were both there.
They've like nailed their station.
Gordon Ramsay and Tanya,
And they were all, I mean, and the dress code must have been,
it looked like black tie to me, the dress code, because all of the guys were in kind of black tuxes. And,
But she's had a really good birthday. There were so many tributes to her, you know, amazing, like where she's come from in terms of her fashion, and then, you know, all the Vogue covers.
I know, and she's having a really big week because earlier this week her collection launched with Mango as well.
I know. So, have you got your hands on any pieces?
silly question so yeah, it's just, we all love VV.
I know. Good for her
inspiring
she looks great.
Roll on 50.
Roll on 50. Well
maybe not. So we've got a few community questions. We'll start with our kind of life career topic. How do you stay organized in life? I'm gonna come to you first, Hodge, with 3 children to manage as well as yourself.
And a job
and friends and life.
Yeah, I mean, there are days I feel completely out of control, so I'm not gonna lie, but I find, for me, I've never really converted to online diaries. I'm still a paper girl, so my week is, so I have my week, and then next to that week on the page is my to-do list. So, and that is my like personal to-do list, not my work to-do list. I sit down on a Sunday night and I plan my week. So whether that's, you know, having to organize different pickups or lifts, or I book in my exercise classes because now I'm an exercise gay. You have to book this in advance.
Yes, you do. They get booked up.
Yeah. So do that, and I just write everything down that I need to do. So I, for me, and I love the power of ticking something off.
Oh yeah,
that makes me feel really good.
Yeah.
So I stay organized by writing everything down and forward planning on a Sunday. And forward planning what the kids are going to eat, what we're going to eat. I mean, we eat the same thing over and over. It's so boring.
Have you got to a point where we had with the kids, they're like, Wednesday, so that's spaghetti bolognese day, is it? Sorry. Shall I switch that up?
Mix it up a bit.
Yeah.
I know, yeah. So it's keeping it pretty simple, really.
Yeah.
Nana, what about you? For me, not too dissimilar. I write pretty much everything down, but mine also involves a lot of, I do meal prep on a Sunday, so that's whether like I'm making my granola so that can go with my breakfast in the morning, or some salads, all of my juices, my ginger shots. But yeah, having it's on a Sunday, having a plan of these are the exercise classes that I'm going to do, these are the breakfast meetings that I've got to be at, or the dinners that I've got to attend, or press days or whatever it might be, I have to write everything down, because if I don't, it's like it's not happened, or it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So the process of writing it out makes it kind of stick in my head without even me having to look into my diary. I still have to look into my diary, but because I know there's something, because I've written it down, whereas I've tried it on a phone before, and it just doesn't stick in the same way. So yeah, for me, it's definitely, I love having a paper diary.
And I'll never convert.
Yeah,
I love it.
I don't think I will.
Something like so old-fashioned about it, but I love
it. No, I do, definitely.
Because everyone's like, if you linked, you know, people link diaries with their partners or...
I tried that once. Bezies. It was absolutely hideous.
I don't want everyone to know where I am all the time. I like a bit of mystery.
Yeah. I have managed to switch over to having everything on the calendar on my phone. And I was always a paper girl, and I had switched about 2-3 years ago.
Mm.
And I definitely find it better now. And then I can send invites to my kids who are
Kind
of very digital, obviously. And I also love how on a phone, everything's broken down like really clearly into time. So I feel like I've got a little timetable.
Yeah.
And sometimes if I'm being really, if I'm feeling really swamped by work and how what I'm doing, I will then kind of allocate tasks to for an hour or half an hour or 2 hours or whatever to kind of really get quite granular with my to-do list and what I need to do and get through, and I find then that feels quite empowering and that I'm on top of it.
And it could move
a little bit, but and I think that's one way to kind of, if you are feeling overwhelmed by your week ahead, is to kind of put everything down in a slot and know what you're doing, and then you realise actually I can get through all of this stuff as long as I stick to
those timings. One thing I would say that I use as well, kind of digital tool wise, for healthy ideas, like I love cooking, Pinterest is a really great place for recipes. I don't know if anyone else does that. So I have like a whole recipe, it's called What's Cooking, section on my Pinterest. So I get a lot of ideas from there, and also Instagram, just because like sometimes, same as you've got, like you're cooking the same thing over and over again. You're like, I want to try something different, and I love cooking. So yeah, that's a really great place for kind of like healthy meal prep.
Em's the nutritionist on Instagram. I used a lot of her stuff.
Nice, I'll check her out.
Yeah, and also I think if you're trying to organise yourself in terms of food and eating, because when you're busy, that's often when those kind of good intentions slip away. If you are doing supermarket deliveries and you just have the same slot every week and you have your kind of basic shopping list, and then you add in with your new exciting recipes, whatever you need to swap in and swap out.
Yeah.
And I think then that really helps you stay on top of like kind of healthy eating, even when you're feeling really rushed and pushed. So I think that's a good way to stay organised.
Yeah, definitely. Any other questions?
Last question, fashion.
Yes.
What would you wear for a host outfit?
See, me personally, when I'm hosting, I like to be as extra as possible. I know that might shock you all. So for me, hosting, it's the time that I like to bring out the sequins, to be honest. So sequin dress, I've got a really nice gold one from ASOS that I absolutely love.
Short or long?
It's like midi length.
Yeah.
And I'll have my heels on as well, even though I was like,
heels and hosting, I always feel it's quite a stressful consideration.
Yeah. On an outfit. Well, this is like if it's a dinner party, I should add as well. Because if I've had people around for a roast dinner on a Sunday, I've got my heels.
Not in your sequins. That's so disappointing. I've had this vision.
I'm doing the roast lamb
with your cauliflower cheese.
I think when it comes to hosting, obviously there's a lot to consider. You're trying to get all of the food out, you're trying to make sure everyone's got a drink, had some canapes or snacks or whatever it is. So you do want to be comfortable at the end of the day. But for me, I'm most comfortable in a sequin dress. Yeah. But no, whether it's a dress or a wide leg pair of trousers and a really nice blouse, I think you are hosting, so make an effort.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But don't go out of your way to feel uncomfortable, because, like I say, you've got a million and one other things to be thinking about.
Yeah. So you would have approved. I wore for my Alexandra Dudley pudding on Friday night. I was in sequins.
Oh,
yeah. There's a really nice kind of like white sequin jumper in Zara at the moment, which I wore with some silky black cargos and heels.
Oh. There you go. So you had heels on as well?
I had heels on, but I had an elasticated waist, and I was in like silky trackies, basically. Yeah. So I was feeling very chilled.
I think a silk set is such a good, is quite easy.
Because you also get quite hot running around the kitchen.
And it looks quite, I think because it's a set, you look together.
Yeah.
And then,
you instantly look polished. Yeah.
And then like a massive earring and a red lip and a heel, and you can go with a midi heel, and I think you look quite polished. There are some amazing sets in Zara at the moment. There's a blue and navy one, which is like so gorgeous, and then for like summer
it looks kind of like Grecian
it's sort of, no, it's like dark navy is the base, and then black is the pattern, black and white, and then but there's a gorgeous one which is which is white or cream base, and then it's got like massive green flowers. It's
I've seen that one. Yeah, I've seen that
Oh my god, it's so nice. Yeah, with the tan
cooking and hosting.
And then you ruin it and put an apron on it.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, you just no aprons allowed, surely.
I know.
Amazing. Well, thank you. Lots of takeaways
there.
Yeah, that was so fun. Thank you so much for watching and listening. Please don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and tell your friends. And we'll see you next time.